from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rap Boys and Girls on this glorious day. As we upset everybody, we are the best diplomats on the world, in the world. We are the best diplomats in the world.
No, we're not.
And if you believe...
We are right good at speaking English too, we are.
Are we doing...
We're like the Tony Blairs of broadcasting.
I don't want to be associated with a
politician. I don't either. I wish I hadn't said that now.
Yeah, that was a bit stupid really, wasn't it?
Well, no, I was alluding to the fact that he's probably the world's worst diplomat, as he's now the man of peace who takes everybody to war and recommends wars and earns fortune.
Oh, he's off again.
It was a bit ill-conceived, I have to admit.
There's Lee Banks. There's the lovely Rachel Brunston.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Then there's me as well.
Hello, lovelies.
Anyway, we move on, staying with the theme slightly of Remembrance Sunday. Facebook to the rescue.
It does work sometimes, folks.
Yeah,
it does
indeed. The son of a World War II veteran who lost his father's medals on Remembrance Sunday has had them returned to him because of a huge thing that went over. And I actually saw it. I'm thinking, I had to go and have a look at it for a second time when I saw it. A thing that was going out on social media, aka Facebook. This young man, Willie McMurdo, I think that's right.
I think that's right.
Yeah, he went to the Cenotaph in Whitehall in London and has been there for donkey's years and always wears his dad's medals. Unfortunately, he mislaid them and, you know, was completely freaked out by it. And funnily enough, another bloke picked him up and put a photo on Facebook and the two were reunited.
Oh, that's nice.
A brilliant story. Yeah.
Can you tell me? Can you answer a quick question? Something's popped into my brain, and it doesn't very often. So you'll indulge me. Was it here in Australia or was it there in the UK? Because I read so many bits of news during the week, I forget.
It was the Cenotaph.
Was somebody pinched somebody's medals as well? Some old man got robbed.
Oh, that's a different story.
That's
Rach.
A different story.
Yeah, I know. But was it here or was it with you?
That was over here.
That was over
as
here
well.
As well.
Over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, really. But equally, he got his medals back as well, which is really cool. But this guy just accidentally put them down. Another guy.
How can you accidentally put your medals down like that? If you drop them, why didn't you hear them? This is taking the mickey out of this story because it really is a nice story. And
I think it's one of those things, Lee, where if you lay a wreath or something like that, you know, the pen drops out of your pocket. You don't realise because you're so sort of hooked up into the sentiment of what you're doing that you hear nothing around you. It's really quite an odd thing.
He might have been on the grass too.
Well, no, because he was at Cenotaph, and that's all sort of marble.
Yeah, you know,
there's no grass there, but
marble and concrete.
That am I? I'll just be quiet.
But it's interesting, really. See, on the medals, I've noticed this. You know, one of the other hats I wear is an antiques dealer, and you're getting more and more now. You're finding families are having to sell the war medals because of the state of the economy in Britain and how poorer people are suffering. They're actually having to sell these, and I think that's really nice that this petty officer Cliff Palmer found them. And moved heaven and earth to get them back to its to the
rightful owners. Yeah, it's wonderful.
He's somebody who really, really understands what they mean was able to find them.
Can I just ask you? We haven't got. I promise you, boys and girls, we haven't got this on the list. But this is something that struck me this year, and I'm sure it's to do with the 100th anniversary. But it strikes me as the whole thing about Remembrance Days, the different days this year, is so poignant. And so powerful. I've never, ever experienced anything like it.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's another reason why Sainsbury should I've forgotten now.
Hang their heads in shame.
There's a big rumble here because next year is the 100-year anniversary of the Gallipoli landing for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was even a people travel to Gallipoli every year to go to the dawn service on Anzac Day, which is April 25th. And it's a very big deal to go to Gallipoli on this pilgrimage, really. And next year is the 100 years, and they are stopping people from going because it's going to be too much. So they've actually had a big ballot. And that was only drawn a couple of months ago. And they've managed to pick a nice cross-section of people to go to, you know, lots of kids, lots of older people, you know. Yeah. It's good. And it keeps everything respectable because, you know, basically they're destroying the ecosystem over there every time they stomp all over it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's there's a big rumbling. So I know what you mean. The sentiment actually gets more and more intense every year that it leads up to something significant. So for us, it's this year has been particularly good, but next year is going to be, you know, off its chops.
Now, I tell you what, I don't know if you saw it in Oz, but I was so impressed by that young lad who's an army cadet who actually stood to attention. He must be about 12 years old. He saluted within that sea of poppies around the Tower of London. And it was just a phenomenal thing to see. I think it was just absolutely wonderful. Anyway, we move on. The headline is completely false, boys and girls. Bono cheats death after private jet door falls off.
No, why is that not true?
Because he didn't.
He did. It's a pity he did. I think it's really sad that he cheated death. But it's the truth.
What was he doing? Leaning on the door?
No, he was there, he was sitting in his seat, but you get all that rush of wind coming, don't you, when the plane falls off your door?
Depends on whatever I said. Depends at what height you play. You're
8,000 feet.
I don't think I'd enjoy having a door fly off in mid-flight, especially if it's not a very big plane.
You're likely
to be closer to the door. It's still a bit frightening.
If you're doing it properly and wearing your seatbelt for safety, you won't get sucked out of the plane.
Yeah,
most of the time on those private planes, they're not, are they?
What if you just got up to go to the gentleman's ablution as the door fell off?
Well, I have to admit, Rach, every time I've flown in a private plane, which is quite a lot in the old days, I don't think I ever wear a sort of seat.
I can tell a true story about this. This is true, and you know what it's about. I'm just not going to say where it happened. I'm going to invent this foreign land for it to have happened in. And we were sitting at this beautiful little old-fashioned airport with little shacks for offices and things like that. And we were sitting on not a big plane and not a private plane. I think it was like a 30-seater or so, 26-seater or something like that. And
a Cessna or something.
Yeah, and they turned the engine on, right? So we're sitting there, they turn the engine on, and you know how the planes bounce a little bit like that when the engine goes, and the window fell out. Well, we couldn't take off with the window missing. We had to wait until they flew a new window in from this other part of that same country with an engineer with some Bostik.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, because he's got to be all aviation sort of authenticated and approved and stuff.
Yeah, you aviation Bostik to stick your windows
that's
on.
That's the one. Now, apparently, boys and girls, this is another one that some people are saying is a Brussels crackdown, but not really. And this is all to do with a subject that keeps running through this particular programme, where people move around Europe as migrants claiming welfare. It's like welfare tourism.
Yeah.
And some of these people have been going to Germany, and specifically it was a ruling which banned a 25-year-old Romanian woman in Germany who had never had a job from claiming welfare benefit in Germany. And yet there's so many people are totally incensed by that. They're going, you can't take that money away from her. Well, why not? She's never contributed to the country. So what's the issue?
Well, she might die.
Well, that's not Germany's fault, is it?
It's not Romania's fault. But the simple fact is that in these circumstances, and I'm not a liberal, bleeding heart, left-wing trendy, you know, the simple fact is that these is the rules, and you are able to do this. I once let a property to a bloke from Poland who had been working in Germany and had come out of work And this in a way is what incenses people, but this is what happens. He got his rent paid, he got his council tax paid, he got money to live on, he got money for food, he drank himself like a maniac, and somehow he could inexplicably afford to do that, and he smoked. And guess what happened at the age of 60, after he'd been here for 3 years? He went on the sick, actually, in between arriving and going. And at 60, he got his pension credits, and now lives in a lovely bungalow in the heart of one of the most prestigious towns in the Midlands, Eccleshall, and goes to the pub and has his family to stay. What a wonderful life that man has been given by Britain. And really, should we object to that?
Well, yeah.
I agree. Well,
people can do it, then you can't really begrudge them for making the system work for them.
Spot
we
on,
don't
Rachel.
Have that problem here because we don't have the problem here because we don't have the land access issue. But you know, even Australians can't get benefits in Australia.
Well, yeah. No, let me just clear this up a bit. We're talking about the European Union.
Yes.
Mm. I live in the European Union.
And so do mm-hmm. I-ish.
And if I come to Slovakia as a foreign personage,
yes. uh-huh.
I cannot get social benefits or whatever else you want to call it until I've put into the system. And
but each country has different rules.
Well, yeah, but so why don't they just sort of like go, okay, well, you can't. If you're Romanian...
You homogenise the rules.
You have to be like a Romanian wherever you go. If you're Slovak or English or whatever, you know, you have to respect that local area and stop saying, well, it's all right, they do it in England. It's all right, they do it in Germany. No.
I agree. This is wrong. But,
stop it.
But that's the stupidity. That's the exactly, Rachel. That's the stupidity of the situation that we find ourselves in. And we've got that simpering, weak little oiky Cameron standing
up. I'm trying to take care of him, all right, while I've got
sort him out, mate. He's saber-rattling at the rest of the union, saying we'll get out. It's a sad thing. Here's another thing.
Rach.
What?
You've got all those world leaders at your doorstep.
I know, don't worry, there's a plan.
Can you go and give them all a good dose of Australian logic?
No, I'm going to give them a really industrial laxative.
Oh, right.
Oh. Well, yeah, it won't make any difference.
No,
yeah.
But Rach, they'll complain then about having to cut down trees.
Yeah, just make sure you tie the kangaroos down, sport.
Absolutely.
I'll give them the barky end.
This is a story which is very close to my heart now. As I impersonate Sir Terry Wogan badly, I think that there are so many teachers who are one cell above an amoeba.
Well said, Eric. And upset teachers now as well. We've upset everybody else this week, but I don't agree more.
Of course, it's all about academic standards.
Academics?
You try saying that with no teeth.
At least you went to school.
Not. A review of Academy Head Teacher's Salary is due to be launched after it emerged that at least one was being paid more than £200,000 a year.
Mm.
So much for this, we're doing it for the good of the children. Really? That's more money than our Prime Minister gets in England.
That's outrageous.
That's £800 a day.
It's obscene.
I'll tell you what's wrong with that from my perspective. I had lots of parents because my parents have been married to other people lots of times, but they are all teachers. They all make pitiful amounts of money. It's a really thankless job that they do. They're not head teachers or principals, as we call them, because those people are basically bureaucrats.
Yeah.
They very rarely get into a classroom, but the people that should be getting really good money are the regular teachers who aren't getting good money.
Yes.
And the bureaucrats are getting heaps of money. So that reminds me of just, I don't know, life in general.
I think it's terrible. It works out around about £800 a day for somebody to run a creche.
Unbelievable. I think, sir, and I'm not even going to mention you, I think, sir, you should give back your pay rise of 56% from last year and put it in to employing some teachers.
And go and get a job.
That you have.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Go and get a job. Try doing the jobs that you're pretending to teach kids to be prepared for.
Well, he should perhaps go out and do some teaching for a change, Lee.
That's a good point. Oh, did you hear that? That was my posh phone. Did you hear it?
Yes. Anyway, Lee wants to know, why aren't the crooked bankers in prison?
And well, why aren't they?
I have a simple solution.
Prisoners and robbers, that's why.
No.
Because what? They've got no robbers.
No, I said because the jails are full of murderers for about 5 years, and then they're also full of like people who burgle jewelry stores and banks, not actual people who thieve from within the banks.
Exactly. Right. That's the problem, is it? Why aren't these people being arrested? Well, there's been this magical report come out that's saying that they've actually got text messages and SMSs or whatever they call. That's all right. And to explain where they're just joking with each other about how crooked they are, how wonderful they are, how they are the A-team and how they're ripping places off.
Oh.
They've changed the world.
Oh, I'm upset. You can take them to prison.
Why?
Because they're using the word numpties.
Yes!
That's my word.
That's his word, ladies and gentlemen.
Off with their heads! Off with their heads! Now, no, but the fact is, Lee...
Yes?
To go to prison, you have to be, like, nicked, don't you?
You have to be nicked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to get... Right. Well, why can't
they... Even then, don't have to be. You guys are terrible with putting people in prison over there. You send them to another country to begin with.
That's true.
And then, you don't even put them in jail. Murder is hardly in danger.
It's called extraordinary rendition. Well, that's what we should do to these banky
But
people.
I'm just wondering, Lee, if the things that they've done wrong are only civil offences. Not criminal offences. Because if that's the case... That would explain why they don't go to prison too easy.
Yeah, well, it would if that was the situation, but it isn't, is it? It's what there isn't a civil matter. If you invent a rate of the rate of which money can be lent, which affects millions and millions, well, affects the world, affects businesses, that can't be a civil matter. You just take them to the small claims court. So you better give us our £3.5 trillion back.
Fraud, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's against
the law. Fraud. There, this woman. This woman is wonderful. She is my brain today. Of course, it's fraud.
There's no hope left for the world.
You're in deep trouble because it's like nearly 1 a.m. So your brain's in no shape.
Right, we got to move on, boys and girls, because we're running out of time and got lots to get in. There was another hoo-ha at FIFA, and I say, bring the beautiful game home to where it belongs.
Yeah,
England. Well, you know what? I actually know something about this story, Uncle Eric, because you'd think I wouldn't, and you'd be right.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
True, because we made a bid for the same World Cup that Qatar got.
Yes,
and
that's right, actually. Yeah.
I think it was Melbourne. I think it was Melbourne wanted to host it. Yeah. But anyway... They won it, and now they've been shown to be shonky, and they're saying we should get it because we're probably the next best. And I thought, huh? But there you go. See, I know something about soccer.
Do you?
Good.
Soccer?
Yeah. Soccer. That's
what do you mean soccer?
It's soccer.
Why is it? That's football with a posh word attached to it.
No, it's just not the right word.
Well, then our football team's in deep trouble because they're called the Socceroos.
That's like
apparently what happened was the people at FIFA said, oh, it's all jolly spiffing, you know. We've done everything marvellous. We're exonerated. Then the guy who's a lawyer who was part of this investigation went, oi, I didn't say any of that stuff. What are you on about? You completely misrepresented what I've said. So good old FIFA are back in the mire again. I know he said naughty P word. And nothing's really been sorted out. The thing's still a mess. And it will be until I'm coming home, football, back to the FA, because Greg Dyke's in charge of the Football Association. And if Greg Dyke was in charge, there wouldn't be all this rubbish that's going on now. End of story.
There wouldn't be a hole in it.
Why do we want football? Why do we want football? What is football? It's a kicking a Viking's head round the field in little Chauncey shorts. And then you go and jump in the bath with...
I'm fading him out now. I've had enough of that. Flipping heck.
What?
It's terrible. It's a waste of money.
It is, isn't it?
Beautiful game.
It's not a beautiful game. It's all big girls with long hair and
Sorry, it's synchronised swimming, but I don't want to see that either.
It's the I like synchronised swimming. England, England, England.
It's for thugs and pansies.
What am I then, a thug or a pansy?
You're both.
You're a fancy.
Yeah. Very good. Anyway, Sir Bob Geldof has revealed a star-studded lineup for the new Band-Aid Ebola charity single, which I think is lovely. Lee will disagree.
It's great. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. Just chuck out the same song with a few new people. Enjoy it, new generations. Exactly. I think it's a really good idea.
I think it's stunning.
I think it's a good idea to try and raise money for Ebola and to ease the problems in the world and to get people like One Direction, Elbow, Ed Sheeran.
Do you know what was funny? His press conference was hilarious. The guy who had to beep that press conference just really earned his money.
Yeah, that's true.
Bleep, 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 bleep. But the one thing that he made a really good point was that don't download it off YouTube and steal it.
No.
Pay the $2.
Yeah, exactly. Lee, you've already been into the song before. You've gone through two versions of it already. Yeah. To appeal to young people doesn't mean you have to get your so-called royal bobness. What we have here is a real Sir Bob raising money for a charity, and he's using his brain to get the young people involved. One Direction. And I tell you what, One Direction's latest video with, what's his name, who used to be in Taxi, involved in it, is hysterical. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but that's not the point I was making, really.
It's good.
It is good, thank you.
You can't knock Bob Geldof for doing it, and you can't knock everybody for coming along and doing it. What you can knock is this dire song.
It's wonderful.
Nobody in the whole world could say it was wonderful.
How come it sold billions of copies?
I love that song.
Because of what it represents.
Yeah. Feed the world.
I'll tell you something that'll make me furious and crazy and terrible.
It's Christmas time now.
You want me to tell you?
What?
Do you know what I was playing in my car today really loudly?
Feed the World?
No.
What?
The other anthem that you and I love that can only be played very, very loudly.
It's got to be Phil Collins.
And I thought of Uncle Lee, and I thought he would have crashed the car by now if he was driving.
Oh, my God, the singing egg.
Now, don't tell me it was in the air tonight.
Yes, of course.
Long time since it's been in the air.
And when the drum solo came along, I nearly ran into a tram.
Oh,
tram?
Do you know what my earworm is at the moment?
What?
Your new word?
No, earworm, you numpty.
Earworm?
Yes.
Earworm?
No.
Earworm?
It's John Evangelis.
John Evangelis?
Oh! Yeah, which one?
Because of the remembrance thing, I thought that the lyrics were kind of apt on the
song. Which lyrics?
You're not, when he sings, you're not alone.
Yeah.
Coming home.
Well, they did that. They took the one out of Les Miserables as well, didn't they, and tried to turn that into something special. I'm sure there is plenty of people in this world who agree with me, that it seems to be there are pop songs and there are good songs, and there are some good pop songs. This isn't a good pop song. It's not a good song in any way. It's got a great morality.
We are democratic on this programme. All those who think that the song that Bob Geldof and Midge wrote is good, say aye.
Oi!
That's two. That's two. Those that think it's rubbish say nay.
Yeah, well, you've got two eyes and one nose.
He didn't even say nay. See, he's sitting on the fence, didn't say. Anyway, boys and girls, it's time to say it one more time. You cannot be serious.
Of course you can. What a wonderful thing. Andy Warhol's Elvis Presley portrait for 82 million. Who wouldn't want to own it for 82 million? I'd have two of them if I knew the sale was on.
I'd maybe have been stretched to 82 cents.
I wouldn't buy it because I don't have $82 million. And if I did, I wouldn't buy a painting.
Thank you.
But I really like it. I really like this painting. Yeah. I really like Andy Warhol stuff. He's so weird, and it's so wonderful, and it's just so brilliantly weird and strange, and you have to. It just he's that much of a figure in pop culture and yeah, recent right. history.
Anyway, talking of strange, Rach. You said it. An Australian woman has reportedly
won
a compensation payout of $143,590 after a dog ran her over.
It was her dog.
Yeah, well, the dog wanted to go to the shops and she was not being very quick about it. So the dog took the car and ran her over. And that's okay because, you know what? This woman really deserved to be run over, if you ask me.
I agree.
Because
why?
She put the dogs into the car, one on the passenger seat and two in the back, which is not what you're supposed to do.
Correct.
You're supposed to have them fastened in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, but she might have been going to do that. You don't know if she was going to do that. She'd just put them in the car when the dogs did a coup.
Stop defending the indefensible.
She's a moron.
I was trying to get me did a coup joking.
I know you
I
were.
Hope. Yes. I hope that she uses that money to, I don't know, get herself a clue.
Get some driving lessons, Rach.
Yeah, or get the dog some driving lessons.
Yeah, driving lessons for the dog.
Yes, I saw that film not long ago. She was that woman that trained a dog to drive. Anyway, we come towards the end, and I've got to ask Rachel's opinion on this one, because a guy in America is being taken to court. And the reason is he claims to be a gator whisperer.
Well, that's right.
He's from Florida, and his name is Hal Kreitman of Miami Beach. And apparently he talks to alligators.
Oh, we've all done that.
You know what? I talk to unicorns, so I totally relate.
Exactly.
Thinking, I mean, I could charge people to have a word with a unicorn as well.
Well,
but, you know,
that's true. But apparently,
let's just figure for a 1 second. These people who keep going near these creatures to begin with, the reason why these dinosaurs have never been extinct.
Yes.
They're really hardy creatures. Stay away from them.
Exactly.
Don't pretend you can whisper. Don't do that.
He's just saying that they're not violent.
What did you just say about them being dinosaurs and millions of years old, right?
Dinosaurs, and they're not extinct.
Right. Yeah. And people are saying, we can't do this because they might get to like humans and then they won't be able to feed themselves. They've only been doing it for millions of years.
They'd never liked us to begin with. They're not going to start liking us now.
I'll tell you what, Rach, they don't spit you out.
No, they do not. They keep you. Do you know what they do? The crocodiles in Australia, they will take you under the water and pin you underneath something and leave you there until you are nice and soft, and then they go and back and eat you.
And then make you clean the house and all sorts.
Terrible. Really awful. Yeah. Really terrible.
Terrible creatures. I love them.
These guys are moron.
I'm waiting.
This guy will be dead next week, I promise you.
I'm waiting for the crocodile shoes in a minute jokes or alligator shoe jokes, Rach.
We're not going to do it now.
No, we do those all the time. We're much too intelligent to go.
We don't do those swords, do we, Rachel? Just because he wants us to do them.
No, but
we don't go for the easy laugh.
I could smell one coming. Anyway, I'm sorry, boys and girls, but we haven't really got time to talk about the alleged Pink Floyd new number one from their latest album because we just haven't got time. We haven't got time to talk about the Romanian lorry driver who was driving down the motorway the wrong way in England, so decides to do a U-turn across all three lanes.
What a knob.
You'll be getting benefits in Germany soon. It's all right.
And we're advising everybody not to buy Christmas pies, which I'm not even going to give you the name of, from Iceland, because it could be a bit fishy.
I just heard that.
Could be a bit fishy, that.
That's terrible, Joe. That's it. You should be done for sexism for that, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's time for Rach to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rach.
Was that it?
Yep.
Blimey.
I'm tired.
I dread to do the next one. Say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody. I'll just let you know, I'm just going to finish off my dusting, then I'm going...
We'll just fade him out again, otherwise he'll talk about the cameras coming again.
And the cameras are coming next week.
We'll see you again very, very soon. Thank you for your company this week, boys and girls. Take care. Very, very, very good week. Enjoy yourself. See ya. Bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.